You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
It's another Thursday. It's the opportunity of another SME to get to know their business a little bit better, hopefully spotlight the good work that they are doing in the communities that they are serving, and hopefully see if we can get them to make a little bit more money along the way. I'm joined on the line by the founder of Afric Rising Trading, Daniel Motswane, to take a look at his business and get a sense of what it is that they get up to. Good evening, Daniel. Thanks so much for taking the time. How does one get into oyster mushroom farming? That's a very weird thing.
Thank you so much for this opportunity and also for the listeners as well. So yes, we've mentioned Daniel Motswane from Afric Rising. My journey actually started in Malawi in 2018. So we have an organization in Malawi that is called Sustainable Living Solutions, where we were training people on permaculture, you know, and organic farming, composting and all of that. And then when I was there, then a couple from the US who are quite big on mushroom farming came to train us on mushroom farming. And my host in Malawi was also growing these oyster mushrooms and selling to the restaurants and the hotels around. So then that's where my interest was sparked from there. And then I came back home, the same year, to then start do my research, on these specific oyster mushrooms. And then that's where then everything else started from there. Yeah.
Daniel, tell us a bit more about the other work that you do with Afric Rising. I imagine starting the business before you went into the oyster mushroom had you in other areas and other services. Tell us about the business and what it is that you guys do at the moment.
Okay. So our business, we started as more of a consulting company in 2017, where we were looking at doing Africa intra-trade. Before then, I made sure that, I develop business contacts, within the African continent, because, people prefer to do business with people that they know personally. So I first, started there, where I started build relationships with people around the continent. And from there, when we set up our company in 2017, it was more of doing Africa intra-trade, where, I appointed one person in each country for us to do Africa intra-trade, and also linking projects with investors, within different sectors, doing market research and also doing translation of products like your labels into different other countries, so that when you want to go to a certain country, they speak French, then we've got a French guy, in one of the African countries, and then that will help us, to do the translations. And so that was basically what the company was formed initially to do. But then when COVID came, then everything just turned around. Because then I decided, to focus on one thing and also something that is also going to make us stand out. So we basically focus on this mushroom farming. So we start with capacity building programs where we train communities. But even before we train them on mushroom farming, we first train them on programs that takes them through alignment. Because, it's always a challenge, for our people to work together, especially through the cooperative model, which we may say somehow it has failed to a certain extent. But with what we have seen with us with this alignment program, so that we teach them how to be aligned. So our capacity building program will start there, to work in the people's mindset first. And then from there, we train on mushroom farming. So we do the theoretical part, and then we do the practical part. And the program is titled Reindustrializing Communities Through Mushroom Farming. So basically what we do is that we want to industrialize all these communities within the country and also spin to other countries as well, or scale to other countries through industrialization. So there's a wide range of products that I've been developing, which we're going to roll out mainly as sort of franchise model for these communities to sustain their primary production.
Daniel, what would you say has been the most important business lesson that you've learned that you're trying to impart into the communities that you serve at the moment?
Okay, the most important thing that I need to impart to them is to industrialize basically, to say we can have industries within our communities. And it's exciting because now we've got this rural and township, economy and funding, that the government has rolled out recently. And I believe the government wants to see rural economy growing and also seeing township economy growing. So what I want to impart is to say it is possible that we can have industries running within our rural communities and within our townships as well. So that's the main knowledge or something or that I want to see going out there, to say this is what I want to achieve with this project, to say that we can industrialize and we can create our own employment within our rural communities, and we can also empower the communities that we live in, so that you don't even have to go out of our communities to create the economies of the areas that we live in.
I love that you call them mushroompreneurs. It's a very unique name, and I think it has a unique ring to it. Daniel, the services that you are offering to these communities, are there any kinds of fees attached to the services? Are there training camps? How have you kind of structured the support that you provide these communities?
Yes, sir. Yeah, so there's a small fee that they pay for us, which is R1,000 for them to come onto our program, where we take them through this theoretical training and physical training or practical training, where they go home with their growing kids. And then from there, we bring them onto our program for now, starting to do the commercialization, because, I've secured markets that need us to have the capacity for us to grow these mushrooms and also serve those markets. And also with the project products that we're doing, for example, like the mushroom bread, the mushroom burger that we do. So we grill the mushrooms, create a burger out of them, and then we making sure that, we're creating a wide range of products that are going, that these communities will be able to sustain their primary production, and us working as a cluster, run by this AfriRising Trading.
I see the business also has secondary services like vertical farming, hydroponic farming, seed production. Is that something that we can also reach out to you and the team and discuss if someone is interested in those services?
Yes, you can do so, because this whatever that we're doing on the services side as well, it's also more also on collaboration also with some of our partners. And we're also reaching out, to agricultural colleges and universities as well to come on board, so that, we work harmoniously with each other. So, yes, you can be doing that.
Daniel, how do people get hold of you? How do communities or individuals that are interested in taking up this new journey or in exploring this new kind of industrialized community, how do they get hold of you and your team?
Okay, so yes, thank you for that question. Yes, really we do. We want to see them. We call ourselves mushroompreneurs, because what I've done is that I've started this mushroom cluster nationally. So I can be contacted on 061-432-4250. That's 061-432-4250. And our company is AfriRising Trading. So it's AfriRising.Africa. That's our website, even though we still need to revamp it and then just make it to a level of where our project is currently.
There you have it, folks. A very unique take on starting a new industry. If you're interested in becoming a mushroompreneur, reach out to Daniel Motswane and his team at AfriRising. That is AfriRising.Africa. Their details are on their websites, or give them a call. We wish you all of the best in your business, and we hope that you continue to grow the communities the same way you grow the mushrooms. We'll leave it at that, Daniel. Thanks so much for the time and for the insights. It's Daniel Motswane, who is the founder and CEO of AfriRising, joining us to take a look at his SME and how they're empowering communities.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.